She's ready to spill the tea.
It's Pretty Malik's Gossip. Pop stars. Powered by Virgin Mobile. Each SIM added can be customized month to month.
What do you got, Pretty Malik?
Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan, they were like one of those power couples, the couples that made us believe in love. But in April 2018, after 9 years of marriage, they called it quits. We really didn't hear anything from them about like how they were feeling, what's going on. They've now both moved on to different partners, right? Channing Tatum is with Jessie J.
Yes.
But Jenna's releasing a book, and in it, she really details what the breakup process was like. And she says that she was gutted. She lost all faith in anyone or anything. And as far as the moment she found out that Channing Tatum is now with Jessie J, he never told her beforehand, before they went public. She said, quote, "There I was on a plane alone, finding out about his new relationship. I was blindsided."
So he broke up with her? Is that what she's saying?
She's saying that their marriage was slowly deteriorating, and it was really, really difficult for her because this is all she knew. She was quite young when they got together. She was about 24, so it was like this was her whole life. Channing was her whole life. And then it just deteriorated. But that's kind of sad. Like, I think when you're a celebrity, wouldn't you give the courtesy of like,
100%.
Hey, you're going to see this everywhere.
Yeah, you're going to see it on social media, or someone's going to tell you, I'm going out with who?
Yeah, and she's pregnant now with her new man, and she told him beforehand, like, hey, by the way, we're having a baby. I'm going to go public with it.
Oh, well. Yeah. It happens.
Do?
Finally, Pretty Malik.
ITV has released a new clip from a documentary that they're doing. It's called Harry and Meghan, An African Journey, which debuts in the UK today. And it's kind of rare because they don't really do sit-down interviews. Now, Meghan Markle has been under the microscope when it comes to her pregnancy, everything that's happening in the UK. For the first time, we have heard Meghan talk about the stresses of being a new mom.
Look, any woman, especially when they're pregnant, you're really vulnerable. And so that was made really challenging. And then when you have a newborn, and especially as a woman, it's a lot. So you add this on top of just trying to be a new mom or trying to be a newlywed. It's, I guess, and also thank you for asking, because not many people have asked if I'm okay. But it's a very real thing to be going through behind the scenes.
You know, could I say that she's going through what Princess Diana went through, but even worse because of social media?
Yeah. Harry says that all the time.
Yeah, Princess Diana didn't have the whole social media faux-hard of like Instagram and Twitter and everyone having a go at you, comments, and, you know, she's a mama. It's not easy being a mom. Like, the first time around, you know, I know that it's not easy. It's not easy at all.
You could hear the struggle in her voice. 100%. Like, you can hear that she's really affected by it. So
just leave her alone, man.
Right?
Let her be.
Yep.
Still got that American accent, Canadian /
American. She's American.
American.
Why do I think she was Canadian?
Because they shot the show in Canada.
The show Suits was shot in Canada, so I figured, you know. It was shot in Canada, but they pretended to be in New York.
Yeah, it was shot in Toronto.
But it looked like New York City.
I know. You did a lot of research on that.
Yeah, I do.
It's a good show. Suits is a good show.
8:45, Virgin Radio, morning.